My friends, in our Catholic faith, it is so rich. There are so many ways that God reaches us with His grace. The main ones that we have are the seven sacraments. They're like seven streams of water that reach us with God's tremendous grace. We also have many other things, such as through other people, through the scriptures, but we also have through even the elements of the earth, sacramentals, water, dirt, and other such things that are mysterious ways in which God's grace reaches us. In today's video, we're going to talk about one particular avenue that is specific to the Blessed Mother that you probably have not heard about, healing water. We're going to talk about that and a little bit more in today's video. Join me. My friends, let's pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, my name is Alvaro. This is a channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining this today. Thank you for joining me. Know that I am praying for you with every video that I put out. I am praying for those that watch, something you do not get with every channel. So it's such an awesome benefit. Please pray for me. Please support this channel with your prayers, watching, viewing other videos through Patreon as a monthly supporter, or through Etsy as a one-time supporter, whatever is within your means. So first, let's get a little bit of background about this whole thing of using the earth. And it sounds kind of hippie, you know, to receive God's healing. So if you have read certain mystics like Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, Venerable Mary of Agreda, and other such mystics that give you insight into what the earth was like when it was first created, it helps you understand something of the Catholic worldview. So basically, when the earth was created, everything contained the fullness of God's grace. Everything was imbued with everything that came from God. So matter was also filled with the spirit. It was all sort of united. God was united completely with his creation. You see some of this in, for instance, the book of Revelation and other such things throughout the scriptures, where it talks about, for instance, healing leaves, this tree that gives off healing leaves, or healing waters, or healing fruits. You read about these kind of mystical plants and all such things like this. So people often ignore these details in the scriptures, and then they don't get the whole Catholic worldview that God's grace and his life and his healing power was imbued in everything. So these mystics will talk about the same sort of thing, that in the Garden of Eden, the plants there had healing powers with them. Somehow the plants transmitted graces or virtues or all types of mysterious, mystical graces that we don't even realize. And after the fall of man, many things happened. Not only did human beings lose God's grace and they were disconnected from God, they probably lost many spiritual gifts and powers that they had before, that these mystics talk about, that humans had naturally, or I guess supernaturally as a gift from God. We lost all of that with original sin, but also the entire creation almost changed, where as fruit gave off certain smells or certain scents, and it filled you with who knows what. It was just supercharged. It lost all of that. But we can still find some of that. People who get into research can find that in certain herbs and plants in certain places, things have healing properties. We turn those things into medicine. So we have seen with humans developing the earth that we can turn back the creation to have its original healing power. Kind of this is a little bit of a background, and you need to research some of this, because I know some of you are thinking, what is he talking about? Never heard of this stuff. It's real. Go search some of these mystics and really learn about what the earth originally was like. It's amazing. It lets you just get an insight into God's mystical awesomeness. That's what I like to call it. I don't know if that's a term that I just made up, but yeah, God is awesome, and he's not boring, and he doesn't make the earth just kind of flat and lifeless. It's filled with his life, with his gift, with his mystery. This is the background for everything that we call Catholic sacramentals. So as Catholics, we believe that God's grace can reach us, not just through the sacraments, but through sacramentals, which are kind of like smaller vessels of grace. So for instance, through medals, blessed objects, rosaries, statues, we believe that we can receive healing through oil, through items that the saints have carried and prayed with, through parts of the bodies of saints. We believe that we can be healed through those. The scripture talks about this, for all of you who are not Catholic, where it says that even the shadow of Saint Peter or the scarf of Saint Paul had the power to heal. Why? Because when you're united to God, even the things that you touch receive godness, and godness is life. So you transmit life by being connected in holiness to God. That's why we talk about relics. So for instance, a first class relic is the part of a saint's body, skin or bone or hair or teeth or something like that. And then a second class relic would be something that they owned. A third class relic would be an item that was touched to a first or a second class relic. That it could be, it can have kind of transmitted that healing grace or that grace of God. And we also know that this healing can be transmitted to dirt, to water, to oil, as I've mentioned, and to, there may be some other examples of other things, maybe even like rocks or maybe dust on the rocks. So there's certain examples of this. We see this in our Catholic tradition, like at Lourdes, healing water. Chimayo, which I'm going to do some videos about that, has healing dirt because a crucifix appeared in this one spot. People go, they get dirt from this place and they're healed. And it's amazing. It really surprises us. So water is one of the most common ones that we see. So we have Lourdes. You also have some at Valankani in India. But also at Fatima, there's a spring of water there that has healing properties. There's probably several other places also at Guadalupe, at the site where Mary appeared and healed St. Juan Diego's uncle, Juan Bernardino. Right under that spot is a spring that has water that is healing. Well, this other place that has water that is healing is where the Virgin Mary lived in Ephesus. St. John was smart. He took the Blessed Mother and hid her on a mountain away from Ephesus, but 3 hours walking distance, so she could kind of have a lay of the, check out the terrain, a lay of the land. She was safe, she was at a good height, she could pray, but she was also accessible. And he intelligently placed her near a source of water because we need that to survive. So, and the Virgin Mary, since everything that she touches turns amazing, she, by being there, by her very presence, turned that water into something healing. When they went there and they found the house in about the 1880s or 1990s, people would go and they would sometimes touch just the dust from the house or the dust from, there was like a chimney there, the ashes from there were there, or the water from this spring, they would drink it and they would be healed. Several cases of people drinking and being healed, being sprinkled with it and being healed. And I have some of that water here. I don't know if can you see that? I have some of that water here. Now, I brought 4 bottles of this water and I drank one of them. So I had 5 and now I just have 4. And so my question is, who wants this? This water is from the Virgin Mary's house in Ephesus. And I wanted to make a video because I wanted someone to receive it. Now, how am I going to give these away? I'm not sure. Because, you know, it's hard to go to Ephesus, to Turkey, and to get more of this. I don't know if you go to the website and ask for this. So this is a very kind of unique thing, more ancient than every other Marian apparition site. So I'm going to put my email that I would like for you to email me. And I'm going to wait maybe 7 to 9 days. Just wait to see what people send, what people ask for. I'm going to pray, I'm going to discern, and I'm just going to pick 4 people. If I can divide up the water, I'm going to try, but I'm not sure. So it's basically going to be at my discretion. And if there are cases that are presented that seem, okay, this person's dying or something like that, then I will ask the Blessed Mother to inspire me, pick 4 people, or something like that, and then send you that water. And you don't have to pay me anything. The only thing I just ask is that you, if possible, can give a testimony about it so that I can, just by writing something, and then I can make a video about it, because I want to inspire people to come to know the House of the Blessed Mother and to know that she is healing and can heal through the water that's at that spring. So, yes, 4 bottles. I want to give these away. It's the year, by the way, it is August 9th, 2021. So whenever you're watching this video, if it's like a year from now, know that I probably don't have that water, but you can somehow figure this out. So, okay, my friends, write me at this email, present your situation. First, pray, ask the Virgin Mary if you should ask me. So be humble, be patient, know that you might not get picked. It's nothing personal. And send me an email and tell me your story. Tell me why you would like this water. I'm gonna pray, ask the Virgin Mary to inspire me, and I'll, after probably 7 to 10 days, pick 4 people and send it to them. My friends, thank you for watching this video. I hope you get immersed in the waters of God's mercy. I hope if it's God's will that you receive one of these bottles for your own healing or whatever it is that you need. Thank you for watching. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.